Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be addressing a very important question, and that question is about its concern with lying and telling the truth. The question we want to pose today is this: is it permissible to lie if you want to reconcile between people or not? Meaning, let's say that you have two friends, you are their mutual friend, and you know, those two have got into an argument, they're fighting with each other, and you know, they're not speaking to one another, they're on speaking terms, and you know that if you lie, right, it's possible that you might be able to, you know, help these two friends come back together and reconcile with one another. Like, let's say that you could go and tell one of them, hey, that person is sorry, and you know, he wants to wants to let bygones be bygones, and he wants to, start talking to you once again. Is it okay and permissible in Islam to do such a thing or not? So that's the question we want to address today. Fortunately, we can answer this question in lieu of the hadith, and we can take inspiration from the hadith in order to answer this question. In one hadith of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, it's been narrated that he said, "The reconciler is not a liar. Al-Muslih laysa bikadhib." Somebody's trying to reconcile between people, then this person is not considered a liar. If he lies, apparently he's a liar, he's not really lying. And Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, utterances fall under three categories: the truth, the lie, and the reconciliation between people. Right, so this is interesting. In this hadith, the Imam says that this person doesn't fall into any of these categories. He's not telling the truth, but he's also not lying. The Imam says, you may hear a man saying something about someone, which, when they come to hear, will lead them to feel malice towards the former. In such a situation, you may instead tell them, I heard so-and-so speaking such good things about you, contrary to what you had heard him, what you had heard him say. Right, so this is, answers the question. And, you know, the reason for this is that, peace and harmony between people, it's very important, especially helping people become reconciling and coming together. This is very important in Islam. In one verse of the Holy Quran, we read, the faithful are indeed brothers. Therefore, make peace between your brothers. And be wary of Allah so that you may receive His mercy. And in one verse of the Holy Quran, we read, there is no good in much of their secret talks, excepting him who enjoins charity and what is right, or reconciliation between people. And whoever does that, seeking Allah's pleasure, soon we shall give him a great reward. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at whether it is permissible to lie for the sake of reconciliation or not. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key. on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.